13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Brian. How did your garage sale go last weekend?
It was very successful.
Great. Did you sell all of your items?
Yes, almost. And I feel good because I got rid of some unwanted stuff and made some money.
It sounds like you killed two birds with one stone. I feel like I want to have a garage sale too.
Good idea. But you should know there's a lot you need to prepare.
Really? Like what?
Well, you have to sort out the things to sell and then put an advertisement in the local newspaper.
What else?
You also need to clear your yard, set up some tables for displaying items, and put price tags on them.
Whew! I didn't know it took so much time and effort.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter, look at how many people are here. There must be thousands.
I know. It looks like they filled every seat in here.
We were so lucky to get tickets to this concert.
Yeah, it wasn't a waste of time to wait in front of the computer until they went on sale. But I still can't believe I got the tickets.
I never expected that so many fans would pay so much to be here.
Of course they would. Justin Kelly is one of the most popular singers with teenagers, and this is his farewell concert.
You're right. We couldn't miss his last concert. It's like a dream to see my favorite star in person.
Me too. I hope we can get his autograph and take a photo with him.
15번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마틸다가 토니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Matilda is the coach of the Ashton High School swim team. Tony is a member of the team. He comes to her office saying that he is feeling dizzy and a little bit sick. After taking his temperature, Matilda finds he has a fever. She tells him he should go home and rest instead of going to practice. However, Tony is the captain of the swim team. He does not want to let his teammates down, especially since they have an important swim competition the following Thursday. But Matilda wants to tell him that nothing is as important as his health. In this situation, what would Matilda most likely say to Tony?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Michelle Brown of Grand Pacific University. I'm happy to welcome you to Grand Pacific Open Campus Day, our special program designed to give high school students a taste of their future majors. To begin, you will watch an informative video about our university. Following that, you will each move to one of the four lecture rooms to preview the major that interests you. In Room A, the Department of Economics has arranged for a special lecture by Economist of the Year, Dr. James Lee. The Department of Biology has prepared a fascinating experiment for you to conduct in Room B. Students from the Department of Sociology will have a question and answer session with you in Room C. And finally, in room D, I will demonstrate how to build a simple structure on behalf of the Department of Architecture. This experience will help you choose not only your major, but also your career in the future. Don't hesitate to ask questions, and have a great time.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Michelle Brown of Grand Pacific University. I'm happy to welcome you to Grand Pacific Open Campus Day, our special program designed to give high school students a taste of their future majors. To begin, you will watch an informative video about our university. Following that, you will each move to one of the four lecture rooms to preview the major that interests you. In room A, the Department of Economics has arranged for a special lecture by Economist of the Year, Dr. James Lee. The Department of Biology has prepared a fascinating experiment for you to conduct in room B. Students from the Department of Sociology will have a question and answer session with you in room C. And finally, in room D, I will demonstrate how to build a simple structure on behalf of the Department of Architecture. This experience will help you choose not only your major, but also your career in the future. Don't hesitate to ask questions, and have a great time.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 학과가 아닌 것은 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 안녕하십니까? 2016학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 영어영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2016학년도 대학 수학능력시험 6월 모의평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막